Congressman Kramer, as always, I appreciate you coming on News and Views.
I always appreciate the opportunity, Joel. Thanks.
Congressman, what's it going to take to get this shutdown done?
It's going to take the Senate to start passing some spending bills or some appropriations bills that we've been sending over to them to act on. That would certainly get us a long ways, and if we could get one or two of those, and maybe then we can break the logjam a little bit between the two sides, the leadership on the two sides, and get them talking. But as you know, there's one side that wants 100% of the Affordable Care Act to go forward no matter what. There's another side that wants 100% of it not to, and I personally think, Joel, and the thing I'm pushing for is to find that one thing, that one concession that breaks the logjam. And I don't think it's a big concession if some people could just put their pride aside for a little while.
Congressman, why is the Affordable Care Act part of a resolution that funds the government? What? Let me give you an example.
Sure.
What if the United States Senate had put in their legislation and sent over to the House that in order to keep the government funded, the House had to agree to immigration reform? I mean, that has absolutely nothing to do with funding the government, but what if the Senate, who was very passionate about immigration reform on both sides of the aisle, Senator Rubio stood on the floor and made his speech, what if they had made that their pillar?
Then we'd be negotiating immigration reform. The area that's a little different is that we might be down to like one or two pieces of immigration reform, and we might actually get something done on immigration reform. I don't find that overly offensive. I would say this, though, about, remember, appropriations are by design agency by agency. It's not designed to do comprehensive appropriations in the first place. So CRs in and of themselves, they take on lately this sort of sacredness, but they're not sacred. We fund the government and through an appropriations process one agency at a time. And so that's what we're doing now with the CR, trying to fund priorities one at a time.
But for a long time, I think the household held some high ground in debating a budget for this nation because the Senate hadn't passed a budget for you to debate. Well, the Senate has.
Right.
18 times the budget chairman, Senator Murray, has gone to the House and said, give me conferees. We want to sit down and work out the differences between this budget. 18 times. Senator Cruz, who is the new poster child for the Tea Party, comes out and says, no, we're not going to do that. Senate rules, I realize. It's not the chamber you work in.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
These people at the Norse Goose Fest, they don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. They just want the wheels to turn.
Yeah.
They want the government to work.
And they also want the National Parks and Monuments open, and the Senate has chosen not to do that. They also want veterans to be taken care of. The Senate has chosen not to do that.
Congressman, you all have.
You all are
sitting in a room acting like a bunch of spoiled little kids.
Joel,
let's
be very clear. We have, in fact, I've voted twice now to keep the national parks open.
We're going to piecemeal everything? Are we going to do hot lunch programs next? Are we going to do, bike paths? I mean, at what point do you say, wait a second here, this is ridiculous.
This is how
we're not
going to
do every little item.
By the way, just so we're clear, in Washington, the budget is not the appropriation. You know, the budget is the big 10-year sort of parameters by which you do appropriations, you know, within those parameters. It's really a very separate issue from the continuing resolutions and appropriations. It's not like the state legislature where those terms are more intertwined. But at this point, there's no question, Joel, there's an impasse. So to try and break that impasse, what we're doing is, in short order, what we really do throughout the year. Remember, we've also passed appropriations bills the old-fashioned way that still haven't been acted on, like defense appropriations, water, energy appropriations, homeland security appropriations, military construction veterans appropriations. Those are all appropriations that have passed through the normal process, gone to the Senate, that they have not acted on it. And so, you know, there's this digging in. There's no question, Joel, on both sides. There's no
Congressman,
question about that.
I have to ask you this, and
sure,
you knew I was going to ask it.
Sure.
There have been people from both sides of the aisle. The first one I saw come out was Senator Heitkamp, who said, you know what, if I'm going to sit there and see our National Guardsmen and women get furloughed and not get a paycheck, as General Spitznadik had to do, send these people home who work for the federal government, and they're not getting paid, then by golly, I shouldn't get paid till we resolve this. She donated her money to charity. Senator Hoeven, a Republican came out, donated his money to charity. You're choosing to take the pay. Why, and is it right?
Well, first of all, the reason I'm doing it is because I'm here working my tail off to get this thing resolved while the Senate doesn't do anything. They sit around over there. In fact, I'm not even sure they're taking phone calls, because we get the phone calls from constituents. They're saying, thank you, at least you're answering your phones. And so we're over here passing bills to keep the government open. The fact the Senate doesn't take them up, they feel guilty about their paycheck. That's I understand that. Secondly, Joel, my wife and I gave 6 weeks of our salary to charity last year. That's what we always do. We don't put out news releases bragging about how much money we gave to charity. I don't find it, all that charitable to put out news releases to talk about your gifts to charity. I think it's, frankly, it's a gimmick, first of all. Second of all, if you want a Congress that's full of millionaires and doctors' wives, go ahead and don't pay them. But we're not exactly overpaid in this, and I'm going to stay here and earn my salary every day up until midnight, 1 in the morning, if that's what it takes to get this government going again. So I'm not going to apologize.
How can you look at those National Guard men and women who have been furloughed and aren't getting paid and say you've earned your salary?
First of all, I voted for and we passed a bill that ensures they get paid, and Chuck Hagel and the Department of Defense has chosen to inflict the maximum amount of pain by misreading that law. Their lawyers are now taking another look at it because we sent them a letter saying you're wrong. Secondly, today we're going to pass a bill in the House that ensures that our National Guard men and women get paid. We'll see what the senators do with that bill. They have the opportunity today to pass a
when
bill
are you,
that ensures they
when
get
are
paid.
You and the Tea Party going to realize the Affordable Health Care Act has been passed and the president's not going to give in on that?
Perhaps when the president realizes that the Budget Control Act is the law of the land and all laws have been passed that are in the books, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be trying to fix bad laws or we shouldn't try to be improving upon them. And that's what I'm here and committed to do. I'm not big on necessarily repealing the Affordable Care Act if we can at least start working on the problems. For example, 79 senators support repeal of the medical device tax. Let's pass that one thing, and then we can start. Then we can probably get a continuing resolution passed. But both sides have to give a little, Joel. There's no
question. It's all about the Affordable Care Act with the Tea Party and you. Why? This has been litigated. This has gone to the Supreme Court.
Well,
you can hate it all you want, but you ran with that being the cornerstone of your campaign, and he was still elected president.
And so,
Joel, though we may agree on some certain issues of it, Kevin, my point to you is you lost. It's over. Why are you shutting down the government for something you lost?
Joel, what would it say to the people that elected me when I said that was a high priority when I ran? If they said, well, don't worry, you don't have to fight about that, Barack Obama.
Well, I think the people are smart enough to realize you don't have the power to stop it. But you're about to make our nation a nation that doesn't pay its bills,
Joel,
and doesn't pay its debts.
We're talking about very easy issues here. How about a one-year delay in the implementation of the individual mandate, the same mandate for individuals that the president has given to big business? Would that be so horrible so that we can get the kinks worked out?
He's not going to negotiate on the Affordable Care Act.
Having my convictions.
Yes, yes. There's many on your side of the aisle, that say it is.
Yeah.
But Congressman, thank you. Thank you for coming on and having a discussion.
Always a pleasure. I'm 50% Norwegian, and I wish I was where you are right now, eating some.
Okay.
Bad food.
Thank you, Congressman
like
Kramer. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Congressman Kevin Kramer, ladies and gentlemen.